And so if you're okay with closing your eyes, I'd invite you to do that and invite you to maybe use your imagination for a few moments. God-given gift of imagination. And maybe you can try to imagine right now that Jesus is with you. And he is. And Jesus comes to you and he's glad to be with you. And maybe you place your head upon his shoulder and maybe just allow Jesus to put his arms around you if you're okay with that. And experience him as your friend. And as you sit with him, he's within you. He's around you. He's your security. He's your peace. Maybe you can allow Jesus as the Prince of Peace to fill you with that peace now. Calming fears and anxieties. And maybe you can even get a sense of his love just pouring out through you. And as you sit there with Jesus, maybe you sense your mother coming into that scene. Your mother walks slowly in and she moves over to the place where you and Jesus are sitting. And for those of you that may not have had a mother, then bring in that other significant person in your life who may have been a mother to you. Maybe it was a grandmother, an aunt, or an older sister. But if you did have a mother, then bring her in. And as your mother comes towards you, she gently kneels down before you so that you can get right into the direction of her eyes. And as you look into her eyes, let Jesus still hold you and hold you close. Feel his love pouring into you and through you. And as you look into your mother's eyes, begin to look with the eyes of Jesus. Look deep, look beyond the color, look into her life. Look into her life where maybe you never dared to look before. And as you look, what do you see? Maybe you see that she has hurts also. There are hurts there that maybe you never knew anything about, or pain you see that you didn't know about before. Maybe you're seeing that she had desires also that were unfulfilled, desires that she never talked about. And now maybe you can begin to understand that maybe her parents weren't perfect. And so there were some imperfections in her because she didn't have that perfect love from her father or mom. And maybe you can begin to see that she's a human being. And she hurt like everybody else. And now as you look into her eyes, maybe say something to her as though in reality she was right before you now. You can say it in a whisper or silently. Mother, I know that you were the best mother you could be, considering your background, your parents, and your own life. And I forgive you for any action, any thought, any deed that was of less than perfect love toward me. I forgive you of any hurt or pain that was ever caused by you. And as I forgive you, Mother, I also want to ask, will you forgive me? Will you forgive me, Mother, for not always loving you with perfect love? Because I'm not perfect either. Forgive me for not loving you as Jesus would have loved, because I was imperfect too. Mother, forgive me for any time I ever felt angry towards you. Forgive me for holding any feelings against you when I felt that you rejected me, but that you didn't love me as much as you may have loved other people. I forgive you, Mother, for every single thing in your life toward me. And I give you the freedom to be a human being. And now as you see your mother reaching out to you, maybe she takes you into her arms, if you're okay with that. Maybe you go into her arms and maybe let your body feel the presence of love and warmth. And in that, ask Jesus, the divine healer, to reach out and touch both of you. Let Jesus place one hand upon your shoulder and one hand upon your mother's shoulder. And Lord, we ask you now that you bridge the gap between the love we needed from each other and the love we gave each other. We thank you, Jesus, that now, in this moment, our relationship is being made whole, that you are healing us, Jesus, that you're becoming that perfect forgiveness between the two of us and for each other. And we thank you that this relationship of child and mother is being redeemed by your love and your grace. And in your name, Jesus, we give you thanks. And now maybe you see your mother beginning to move back. Look into her eyes and see a sense of peace and relief. Of all the burdens, of all the stress that has been removed by Jesus. Your mother has become a loving, perfect mother through the grace of Jesus. All of her mistakes towards you are being redeemed through Jesus. Maybe you see her happy and filled with joy. She waves goodbye to you and she walks out of the room. And as you sit there with Jesus, maybe you're feeling some emotion. Maybe that experience wasn't easy. Or maybe you didn't feel anything. And that's okay. Just sit there now with Jesus because he wants to bring your dad into the room. He wants to bring your dad in now so that you can experience greater forgiveness and healing in your relationship with your dad. So as you sit here with Jesus, try to see your father coming into the room, walking towards you, until he is right there before you and Jesus. And maybe your dad looks a little confused. Maybe you have some emotion in this moment. Maybe you don't want your dad to be there, or maybe you feel nothing. Maybe you're happy to see him. Maybe you feel joy. Whatever you're feeling, as your father walks closer, he comes over and kneels down before you and Jesus. And as you look at your father, maybe say something to him that may be different to you. As you look at him, maybe you can recall how you always expected so much from your father. Maybe there were times when you judged him, when he didn't live up to what you expected him to be. Maybe you feel he didn't punish you justly. Maybe you felt he punished you too much. Maybe you feel he didn't spend enough time with you. But if you can, choose to say to your father, "Daddy, I forgive you for every mistake that you ever made, and I give you the freedom to be an imperfect human being. I give you the freedom to have made every single mistake in my life that you did, because I know now that you were probably the best dad that you could be under the circumstances of your life." Now maybe look at your dad. You don't have to think back to all the negative feelings in your life, but just say to your dad, "Daddy, Forgive me for all the things I could have done for you and didn't. Forgive me for holding any grudge against you. Forgive me for demanding more of you than you could be for me. Forgive me for holding things in bitterness and resentment, and maybe even say to your Father, I love you. And maybe you see your dad now reaching his arms out to you. And if you can, go into his arms. Now there may be some of us feeling different emotions. Maybe you don't want to go into his arms, and that's okay. Maybe you're just happy being in his presence again. But again, we're going to ask Jesus to heal. Maybe you didn't even mean it when you said, I love you, Dad. And so we ask the Lord to help us to do that in this moment. So Lord Jesus Christ, we ask that you lay one hand upon us as your children and lay one hand upon our Father. And Jesus, you know every experience. You know every moment of hostility that may have been there. Every moment of love that's ever been transmitted from one to the other. And so, Lord Jesus, we ask that you move through the power of the Holy Spirit into every moment, every experience that we have shared, and that you, Lord, become our forgiveness, that you become that perfect love, that you consume any negative feelings or emotions that are deeply repressed, that you breach the gap between the perfect love that we too needed from each other and the love that we were actually able to give. And thank you, Jesus, that it is by your grace that this relationship is being healed. It's through your unconditional love, Lord, that our mistakes can be redeemed, and we thank you that you are our divine healer, the one who is perfect forgiveness. And now as you look into your Father's eyes, maybe you see there's joy there, for he is also being healed, being set free, being freed from all the burdens of guilt, oppression, and imperfection. And now maybe your Father walks out of the room and leaves you with Jesus. And Jesus has just opened the way that we're going to be able to move into a deeper relationship with our Heavenly Father, our Abba, because the old bondages are being removed. So as we keep our eyes closed, remembering that healing is a process, we can be reminded that healing is step by step, but that Jesus is always there. And that we may need to enter again into this prayer of forgiveness, not only towards our moms and dads, but toward every other significant person in our lives that need healing through forgiveness. And all we have and do is brought to Jesus into the situation, and we bring him those we have hurt and those who have caused us pain. And so, Lord, we ask that you fill us with your compassion when we're hurt by others, so that rather than hurting them back, we would love them with new gentleness. For you tell us, Lord, to be compassionate as our Father is compassionate, to not judge, and we will not be judged, to not condemn, and we will not be condemned, but to be merciful and pardon, and we too will be forgiven. Thank you, Jesus, for letting us know you are truly the gift of God's free love to us. Help us to rest in you now. Cleanse, heal, purify, to be accepted by you just as we are, so that we can love others just as they are, in the beauty of your face.